Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to tonight's Momentum Monday call for Team Eagles. We're going to have a slightly different format this evening, and I'm going to start by sharing with you a slightly longer version of our Juice Plus story than we usually give you. So here we go. Most of you know that Mick and I are originally from England, and that we moved to Dallas, Texas, back in 1987 when Mick was with IBM. We fell in love with this wonderful country, and then 3 years later, rather than go back to the UK, he resigned. And it was just around that time that we were given a videotape to watch, and we were also invited to go to a leadership conference, that is the Power of Events. And it was really, I think it wasn't so much the product back then, it was hearing from national marketing directors who were making $100,000 a year or more with a tremendous benefits package and an incredible lifestyle, that's really what got our attention, because, you know, the timing was just right for us. We were looking for something, so we decided to get started. However, rather than follow the system, you may have heard us say before, we really tried to reinvent the wheel, and we made pretty slow progress, but we didn't quit. And 3 years later, 1993, Juice Plus was introduced. Well, you might think that then our business really skyrocketed, but it really wasn't the case. Mick did start taking it straight away, and he was pretty quick to see results in running and soccer, improved performance, and faster recovery from exercise. But maybe I was the one who was holding him back. I don't know, because I was the proverbial skeptic. But what finally caught my attention with Juice Plus was the fiber. And again, some of you have heard my story. A couple of years earlier, I had had 22 polyps removed from my colon. Fortunately, they were all benign, but I was told I was a very high risk for colon cancer. And as a result, I was taking Metamucil every day. So I decided to take Juice Plus instead. Well, the good news is I haven't missed a single day of taking Juice Plus since then, and that is more than 20 years ago now, and my regularity is great. And, you know, I do share that story with quite a few people. You would be amazed how many people do have digestive issues and problems like that. So once we had developed a strong belief in Juice Plus, we started sharing it, and gradually our customer base grew. We built a team. And 2 years later, in 1995, we both became national marketing directors, each in our own right. Well, I mean, what can I say? Life really is great. Juice Plus has been our sole source of income all this time. And, you know, it's not just the money. It's the freedom that comes with it. We traveled the States for 4 years in an RV. And then we built a log home in the mountains here in Colorado. And then 4 years ago, our sons, who are very successful home builders, they built us a bigger, beautiful home here in Eagle, and we live just minutes away from our sons, their wives, and our 6 grandchildren. A couple of years ago, we spent a month in Europe, and as many of you know, we recently spent 5 glorious weeks in Belize. In fact, Rachel came and spent a week with us while we were there. So my life's motto is to be a blessing to others as we have been blessed. And our mission now is to help you have what we have. So I guess really the question is, how did we do it? Well, back in 1993, if I can take you back 20 years, we had no DVDs, we had no research, no doctors telling our story. There was no preferred customer program, no installment option. I mean, it was a very different business back then. In fact, all we had, and some of you may remember this, all we had was an ugly orange box, not the pretty ones we have today, an ugly orange box and a couple of ugly orange brochures. I tell you, this business was tough, and yet we still made it to National Marketing Director back in 1995. So tonight, we're discussing the tools that we have today to share Juice Plus. But again, if we look back, you know, it was quite revolutionary. When Dr. Mitra Ray produced her first audio tape around 1996, now, of course, she's become very famous over the years since then, but that audio tape, cassette tape, was called The Fountain of Health. It was replaced a couple of years later with The Fountain of Health Revisited. But, you know, we were just excited to have something to share with our prospects rather than trying to talk to them ourselves and explain what Juice Plus was and why they should take it. Well, that cassette tape was quickly followed by several more, and then a year or two later, CDs were introduced. But the great thing about both the tapes and the CDs was really the convenience of sharing information, because, you know, many people had a long commute to work, and that made for some great listening time. However, it wasn't long then before DVDs were introduced. In fact, dare I say, almost too many in my opinion, because, you know, we really do need to keep this business simple. But again, today we've moved on, and today we can access most of these online, including YouTube. So where does that bring us? Well, I think you'd agree that today CDs are somewhat old-fashioned. In fact, if you've tried to order any recently, you've probably discovered that they're no longer available. But, you know, really, their convenience is undeniable. So that brings me to ask Mick to tell you about his latest innovation, which you may already have seen at teamjp.net, and it's called Juice Plus Radio. Mick?
Okay, I'm trying to play. Oh, here we go.
There's a big change coming. It's a brand new day. We're making a difference. About prevention and living longer, stronger, better too. And taking charge of your own health, the most important thing you will ever do. You are what you eat, that's what they say. So get your fruits and vegetables today. But if you can't, or you don't, or you won't, Juice Plus.
So, could you hear that?
Yes, I love it. I bet most people probably have never heard that and have no idea who's singing or what it is.
Would anyone on the call like to name that tune?
Or name the singer.
Or the singer.
I had that CD.
Pardon?
I had that CD.
You had that CD, and who's the singer?
Is it Foley? Is his name?
Dick Foley.
Very good, yes.
Woohoo! Well done.
And
Dick,
you know,
Dick Foley.
Dick Foley, he is better known as being the gentleman on the CDs introducing the speakers. And
well,
if you've been to conference as well, you'll have heard him on stage.
Yeah, for many years he was our master of ceremonies on stage at the leadership conference. Dick Foley, a.k.a. the voice of Juice Plus. That is a song, I forget. Oh, The Brothers
Four.
The Brothers Four, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, he sang with The Brothers Four a lifetime ago. I'm that old. I don't remember them, but they were wonderful, I'm sure. And he wrote and performed that song at conference, and it made its way onto a CD. So what's my point? Okay, that is one of the audio recordings on so-called Juice Plus Radio. Okay, so what's the point here? Well, the point is that while CDs are old school, as Jenny commented, CDs are very old school, and I wonder how many of you have noticed. I think most of you who came on the call early enough, I know you still have CDs in your collection, and I'm sure you're using them, but they're gone. You cannot order CDs anymore. They're not in the starter kit. You can't order them at the virtual office. You cannot order them from Juice Plus Promotions. They are past history. Oh, my goodness. Rest in peace, CDs. I'm kidding. But I know I'm very active with the Juice Plus group on Facebook, Juice Plus Reps, Let's Exchange Ideas. If you're not part of that, you really need to be. And just recently I've seen several people express their dismay at the demise of the CD, and quite rightly so. As Jenny said, CDs and the old audio tapes were really convenient, great way to listen to and learn about Juice Plus while driving to and from work. But let me break off there. How many of you are still finding CDs very effective with your prospects or customers?
I use them for those people who don't have computer access, you know, who can't go online, but they have a fire in their car.
Okay, so you are using them with folks who listen to them in their cars.
Right, but I'm gradually eliminating all that I have.
and then they'll be gone. And they'll be gone forever. And, of course, Juice Plus Radio cannot solve that problem for them if they're not online, except if they have a smartphone. So here's the point. If you have a smartphone, if your customers and prospects have a smartphone, and yeah, most people do. Most people of all ages and generations these days have a smartphone. What do I mean by that? Well, a phone that doubles up as a handheld computer. It's more than a phone. You can access stuff online from your phone. And if you can do that, then you can bring up Juice Plus Radio. And it's teamjp.net/radio. Simple as that. All you've got to remember is radio. And if you've been there, or if you go there now, or if you go there as you're listening to the recording of this call, then you will see, for those of us who've been around a while, some very familiar titles. Woman to Woman with Bunny Jumonville. Bunny is a two-time cancer survivor. She's a national marketing director. She also is a longtime spokesperson for the American Cancer Society. Wonderful lady. That's always been one of our favorite, originally, audio cassette tapes and then CDs. Another excellent one from Marilyn Joyce, registered dietitian, From Surviving to Thriving. Are You Digging Your Grave with Your Fork? Susan Silberstein, the founder and executive director of the Center for Advancement in Cancer Education, if I remember rightly. Paul Williams, In Case of Emergency, and so on. Oh, even Mitra Ray's follow-up recording, Call Me in the Morning, where Dick Foley interviews Mitra Ray. So there are, I forget how many, 14, 15 of them there. Basically, our entire old CD library, and there it is. It's available for anyone who wants to listen to, they're not CDs anymore, but online audio recordings. What do you
think?
Mick? Yeah.
Well, this is Cheryl. Did you not put on I forgot the name of it.
Who recorded it?
Really good. Shows the heart beating.
I'm sorry. Oh, you mean Tamara Sachs?
Yes. Yes.
The Heart of the Matter.
Yes.
That's a DVD.
Oh, okay.
I'm not putting the DVDs on this, partly because in most cases they don't quite work very well as a CD. I may change that. I may add some more stuff if I find that something like Tamara Sachs. It might work. It might work. In fact, it is good. You're right, Cheryl. In fact, you know, The Whole Truth Revisited, that CD is basically Rick Dubois' DVD, but just the audio. So I'll listen to Tamara Sachs, and it may be that it would work as an addition to Juice Plus Radio.
Okay.
But anyway, here's the point. Do you think it will be feasible for you to say to a prospect, hey, look, you spend a lot of time in your car driving around. Do you ever listen to stuff on your smartphone? Yeah? Okay. Why don't you pull up Juice Plus Radio and listen to one or two of those items? Do you think that would work?
Yeah, I do. What do? You save it to your phone?
No. I mean, you bring it up in the browser on your phone. So if it's an iPhone, you'll go to Juice Plus Radio, juiceplus.com/radio, teamjp.net/radio, in the browser, in Safari, on your iPhone, and then you can just touch any of the blue links, and it will start playing.
Yes,
simple as that.
I'm going to do that too.
Okay, good. Listen, try it out and give us some feedback on a future call, because I really want to know if this is working for you. Any other questions on Juice Plus Radio before I come back to the main topic of tonight's call, which is enrolling customers, sharing Juice Plus?
Mick, this is Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have an iPhone or you don't have a smartphone, what's the next best way of accessing these or sending a customer or a prospect to these?
Okay, on your computer, any computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these days smartphones are computers, so it's
right.
really any computer. And yeah, you know, very often someone likes to listen to something while they're working at their computer, so this would work just as well.
So just type in teamjp.net/radio and bring
yep.
it up that way.
Exactly.
Now, Mick, I have a question. Am
mm-hmm.
I right in thinking that if you wanted to send somebody just one specific CD to listen to on their computer at home, you could just copy and paste the link, the title of that CD? Is that correct?
Exactly, yeah. So while you're looking at the Juice Plus Radio page at the website on your computer, you can highlight, copy, and paste any of those lines you see there from beginning to end into an email, and it will carry the link with it. So, yeah, you can send it in an email. You could even send it in a text if you're clever enough. Good question. Okay, so if you have more questions on that, we'll come back to that in a couple of minutes. But for now, I want to come back to our basics. So last week, we talked about the 5-1 goal each month, about the 2010-5-1 success formula, about the importance of inviting people and building up and strengthening your invitation muscles, so to speak. And I want to move on now to where that leads us, or to probably the most basic of basics in our business, because we know that unless we have customers, unless we build a customer base, we do not have a Juice Plus business. Our customers are the lifeblood of our business. That's always been the case. And even before, as Jenny told you the story, that history lesson, beautifully done, Jenny, before we had our very first audio tape, we were still enrolling customers. We were still getting customers the hard way. We had to do the selling ourselves. We had to tell our story, and back then, in my case, it was a very long story, but somehow it seemed to work, and we were able to get customers. We were able to sponsor people onto our team, and we were able to make it to National Marketing Director without all these wonderful tools. But the process is basically the same, but now we have all these tools. So how does it work? What is the process for sharing Juice Plus and enrolling customers, preferred customers? Well, it's a three-stage process, and for most of you on this call, this will be very familiar to you. The three stages are: we invite people to look at Juice Plus or to an event or both. Second, we share this great product, Juice Plus, and in the process we share our story, and that follows on the invitation stage. And third stage is we follow up. Now, sometimes all that happens in the course of one conversation, but that's rare. So we like to say that enrolling new customers is not an event, it's a process, and it is those three stages. So last week we talked about invitation. We invite people to lunch or to coffee or to tea, just to meet somewhere. We invite people to watch a DVD, an online video, a webinar, or now we can invite them to listen to Juice Plus Radio. We invite them to an event like a Healthy Living Party, Prevention Plus, and so on. So it all begins with the intention of invitation. And that starts with your invitation list. By the way, you will find all of this at teamjp.net/customers when you want to read rather than just listen to me. So it starts with your invitation list, with that list of people you're going to invite during the course of the month, at least 20 names. Second, it calls for, the invitation process calls for us to be out and about among people, so, you know, doing business as we do life, as we like to say. And when we're out and about, we'll be in conversations, and some of those conversations, the door will open for us to share Juice Plus, so we need to be alert to that. We should be establishing interest. How do we do that? Well, by asking good questions and listening well. And that's another topic that we've discussed in the past, and we will come back to it because it's so important. But one thing that many may have missed is we have an acronym which really helps us remember what this establishing interest and asking good questions and listening is all about. That acronym is simple. It's four letters. It's TINY, T-I-N-Y, TINY. That stands for their interest, not yours. That's what it's all about. It's all about their interests, not ours. So in conversation, asking good questions, listening well when the door does open, or if you simply feel compelled to share Juice Plus because you just know that it will meet their need, remember, TINY, then we can call them, we can talk to them, we can get right to the point, and we can say, look, I'm calling because, or I thought of you because. So there are times when we can be very upfront and very clear about why we want to share Juice Plus with them. Now, Jenny is really good at finding ways to bring the conversation around to Juice Plus very comfortably. Several times we have great stories we could tell, which if we have time, I'll ask Jenny to tell. But she will say, by the way, Linda, are you interested in health and nutrition? Or I get an impression you are really interested in health and nutrition. Am I right? And or you can say to someone, look, would it be okay if I share with you something that I believe will help? Help what? Help to meet their need, if you know what their need is. If you know that Juice Plus will meet their need. I mean, it's not to say that Juice Plus won't meet everyone's need, but it doesn't help us to just spout off and tell our story or to give them a long lecture about Juice Plus, which is what I do very well, without knowing if it meets a need of theirs. That really is impolite, I would say. So that first stage is the invitation stage. And, you know, I believe that this should help a lot of people, especially new people in the business, who fear being seen as a salesperson. They don't want to sell to their friends. We hear that. We've heard that over the years. We still hear that today. And if people will understand that all they are doing is inviting someone to look at Juice Plus because we believe, and they may have indicated, that it may meet a serious need that they have. That isn't, well, actually, it is selling, but it's selling in the best possible way, in the most, the way that involves the most integrity. So after the invitation, so if the invitation has been accepted, here's another thought. Sharing Juice Plus, selling Juice Plus, sounds like a one-way street. It sounds like a monologue. I'm doing all the talking. An invitation is a two-way street. I invite you to whatever, to coffee or tea or lunch, or I invite you to an event, or I invite you to look at Juice Plus. That invitation requires a response. So it's a two-way process. So assuming the invitation has been accepted, sure, share that with me if you think it will help. Then what do you do? Okay, several stages in the sharing process. Sharing our story. We've talked about that many times. We will come back to that again in future. It's so important. The point of the story is not to tell the entire story. The point of the story, Jenny shared her story earlier in this call. The point of the story is to raise just enough curiosity in the listener for them to want to know more. It's as simple as that. It's not the whole deal. It's to get them intrigued, raise their curiosity. Once their curiosity is raised, at the end of the story, you can say, Linda, are you open for more information? Again, to establish their level of interest. And if yes, then we use our tools. Then we offer a DVD or an online video, or we offer Juice Plus Radio or a web walk or a brochure if they would prefer to read something. Sometimes it's a good idea to say, would you like to watch a video or a DVD? Would you like to listen to something online, or would you like to read a brochure? Some people are much happier reading, and that's okay. And whatever they say, if they say yes to any of those, then go ahead, share it in whatever way is appropriate. And next, and this is the most important thing, and this is the thing that most people, including us, too often miss, which is make an appointment to follow up. So Linda has said, yes, I'd love to watch that DVD. Great. We'll come back in a moment to which DVD. But yes, I'd love to. So I don't just simply hand Linda the DVD. I say, Linda, I would love you to watch this, and I really want to get your feedback on it, get your opinion on it. Can I call you in a couple or 3 days? So you make an appointment. We'll discuss that more on another of these calls, I'm sure. Make an appointment for the follow-up. And when you do make that appointment, keep that appointment. And of course, when I make an appointment with someone, when I have agreed that I will call Linda on Wednesday night at 7:30, I'm on the hook. My integrity is at risk. I have to call Linda. That's probably the best thing about making that appointment. So I make the follow-up call, and I say, did it make sense? What did you like best about the DVD? And I then say to her, Linda, I would love you to get started on Juice Plus, to take it for 4 months and see what it will do for you. That's my way of asking, of what we say, asking for the sale. That's my way of asking Linda to become a Juice Plus preferred customer. And then we take it from there. By the way, at any stage during this sharing process that I hear a no, it doesn't mean no. It's okay. It simply means not yet. So we keep them on our later list. So invitation, sharing, and then the third step in the process is follow-up. That is so important. That deserves a completely separate call on that topic. We've discussed it before. We will come back to it. But for now, I want to focus on using those tools, the DVDs, the online videos, Juice Plus Radio, and so on. And the question we hear so often is, well, which DVD do I use? Which online video do I use? Well, one of the basic lessons that we've learned in this business and that we train over and over is that you cannot give the wrong DVD or video or any of these tools to the right person, and you equally cannot give the right DVD or online video or to the wrong person. What this means is when they are ready, they are ready. When they're not ready, they're not ready. There's nothing you and I can do about that. When someone simply isn't open to learning about Juice Plus, we can beat our heads against that rock as long as we like. It's going to have no effect. And we have to accept that. Some people simply aren't ready. We like to say, we cannot want it more for them than they want it for themselves. It being good health, Juice Plus, whatever. So there's no perfect DVD. Just use the one you like best. Use the one you have with you. Send them to watch your favorite online video. And, of course, that means you should watch all of them so that you can decide which are your favorites. I would say pick two or three. You cannot go wrong with the Bridging the Gap DVD. The new one that was introduced at last conference is especially good. You cannot go wrong with the Next Best Thing to Fruits and Vegetables DVD. Others I love are Dr. Bill Sears' Primetime Health, because he's speaking my language. I am in my prime time. I am a prime timer, as he puts it. For children, for families with young kids, we love 9 Simple Steps to a Healthier Family Diet by Bill Sears, and so on. So there are so many great ones. Just pick and choose what you can use. And likewise with the online videos. And of course, whereas the CDs are now out of production, you can order any and all of these DVDs from Juice Plus Promotions, juicepluspromotions.com. Now, those are the DVDs. What about the online videos and webinars? Well, we have some great versions of those too. And two I'll mention, which I put together, are teamjp.net/JP, simple to remember. And that's a presentation comprising 12 short videos. They're all from YouTube. They play automatically one after the other, but you can also select any one of them at any time. So that's proven to be a very effective way of offering people different videos on Juice Plus. And then teamjp.net/WOW, W-O-W, which stands for Webinar of the Week. And that's another way of offering people webinars and other videos that they can watch online. So they're just some examples. And then Juice Plus Radio. Juice Plus Radio is our online Juice Plus CDs, all listed there so that people can listen at their convenience on their smartphones or on their computer. Another great way to get the Juice Plus message out there. So that is our way of enrolling customers. It really hasn't changed much over the years. What has changed is that we have some fabulous tools which allow us to get the message across, which allow us really to take ourselves, take you and me out of the equation. Because before we had any of these tools available, when I was giving people a long lecture about Juice Plus and enzymes and fruits and vegetables, yeah, it was effective to a certain extent, but what is much more effective is me telling a very short version of my story and then asking people to listen to Juice Plus Radio, to watch a DVD, to watch an online video, because, frankly, this may sound hard for some of you, but frankly, those doctors on those DVDs and online videos have a lot more credibility than I do, and they may have more credibility with your friends than you do. And I'm not being critical here. I'm simply stating a fact. Third-party credibility is extraordinary. And the fact is that a complete stranger has more credibility with my friends than I do. That's the truth. And it may not be surprising to some of you. So that is that's what I wanted to cover. And I would love to have your comments and your input on this very important subject. So over to you. What would you add to that? If you were muted, well done, but you can unmute now so that we can hear you.
Mick did a great job.
Oh, go ahead.
I said Mick did a great job.
Thank you, Jenny. Oh, is that Judy?
Judy.
Sorry, Judy.
No problem.
Sorry, Judy. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I just wanted to stress that, you know, we're here in Juice Plus Radio, which I love, but do remember that we're not going to juiceplusradio.com, to my knowledge at least, but we're going to teamjp.net/radio.
Correct.
Mick, this is Jenny.
Just Jenny.
When you mentioned Juice Plus forward slash wow, was there anything more to that address?
No. Teamjp.net forward slash wow, W-O-W. It's webinar of the week.
Teamjp.net, okay.
Sorry, did I misstate that? It's teamjp.net forward slash wow, W-O-W.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome. So there was nothing very new in all of that, but that's okay. Sometimes it bears repeating.
I was really shocked. This is Jenny again. I was really shocked because I haven't been to the last two conferences to find out that there is very little in sales aids available with switching companies.
Oh, you mean Juice Plus Promotions?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, there's lots there, Ginny. Not as much as there was, but have you looked at Juice Plus Promotions recently?
Oh, it was about a month ago.
Oh, no, you need to look. No, that was when they were just getting up to steam. No, they have a very comprehensive setup now.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, what do you think? Are you still muted, or did you hang up?
Well, for me, it's going to be a new concept. This is Ginny again.
Sorry, what is?
This whole thing with using the phone is going to
be
a new concept.
Yeah, it's really effective. I'm trying to stay up to speed with technology, Ginny, as you know me. That's one thing I love to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm finding it's increasingly a struggle. Some of the younger generation, some of the Gen Yers are, my goodness, they are so smart with technology. that I'm having to learn from them. It's one of the reasons I plug into the Juice Plus Reps group on Facebook. I learn a lot from some of those folks. And there's another great Juice Plus group for Gen Y reps as well. Gen Y is simply 20-somethings. They're basically age roughly 20 to 30.
Right.
So anyone else got a comment or a question about any of that? I mean, as I said, it's the most basic of basics. Okay, well, I'm going to finish up with some great wisdom from a marvelous man called Seth Godin. It's at the bottom of that page, teamjp.net/customers. And Seth identifies something very important, the difference between persuasion and convincing. What he says is this: marketers don't convince. And that means we, Juice Plus marketers, we don't convince. Engineers convince. And this may have been my problem all those years ago, Jenny. As an old IBM engineer, I was into the business of convincing people. So engineers convince, says Seth. Marketers persuade. Persuasion appeals to the emotions and to fear. Not sure I like that so much. But also to the imagination, absolutely. Persuasion appeals to the imagination. Convincing, on the other hand, requires a spreadsheet or some other rational device, basically something pretty boring. It's much easier to persuade someone if they are already convinced, that is, if they already know the facts. Isn't that true? I mean, for years we've known, if I say to someone the phrase juice plus is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, and if I see that blank look where the person obviously has no clue what I just said, well, they're not already convinced. They don't know the facts. They don't know that if that statement is true, it's darned exciting. You mean you can get juice, you can get fruits and vegetables in a capsule? You kidding me? So, it's easy to persuade someone if they're already convinced, if they already know the facts. True. But it's impossible to change someone's mind merely by convincing them of your point, of your point of view. So if you're spending a lot of time trying to convince people, it's no wonder it's not working. Now, those are Seth Godin's words, most of them, but absolutely true. So as we are sharing Juice Plus, as we are attempting to enroll customers, let's be persuasive. Let's not try to convince. On that note, I wish you a wonderful Juice Plus week. We will talk, many of us, during the course of the week. I hope you will experiment with Juice Plus Radio and let us know how it goes. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you.